following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Family, good to be with you. It's Tuesday, and it's fireside chat time, and we are planning on continuing the chats through the end of the month, and the whole concept was initiated, certainly Fireside Chat's not initiated by us, but bringing it in this COVID-19 season and other related crises to be encouragement from the Word, timely encouragements for you, our family, during this time on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. Just 15 minutes of encouragement, and we are hearing, thankfully, praise the Lord, that they have been an encouragement to you. And so why end them? Because we don't want them to lose their impact, and yet at the same time, we know that having this daily live input in general from the Word is encouraging to many, especially if you're homebound, but even if you're not. So we are working on something new, but similar, but won't fit under the category of fireside chat, but just be a daily connection Monday through Friday with the pastoral staff and with you. So I wanted to give you first-time heads up on that, first time we've made that public or brought that forth, but wanted you to be the first to know because you're part of the fireside chat family. Secondly, tomorrow night begins Resonance being our courtyard summertime concerts on Wednesday nights. A few things are different though this year, and if you were here or listened to the messages live stream this weekend, you heard a few things that we're going to be doing different, one of which is just the way we lay out, that we set up the courtyard. So we will be on the courtyard, at least the artists that will be performing a concert in our worship time and speaker will be on the courtyard, but under the archway with the stage set there, and then facing out to the parking lot, the center parking lot, which is bordered by two grass islands on either side. And so those are going to be the seating area for you. Those will be the beach chairs, blankets, you bring your own and such. So we will have that as the area where you guys will be, and then we will be commencing as usual, except we'll start a half hour earlier. We're going to start at 6:30 instead of 7. Taco truck should arrive about 5:45, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Looking forward to that. So that begins tomorrow night. We're still continuing the RSVP format for weekend services. You don't need to RSVP for Resonance, but we will continue that for the weekend services. Again, because we are limited on how many people can be in this room, in the sanctuary, to 100 here. We have our overflow area, so we can allow roughly a couple dozen there, a couple dozen in the cafe, a couple dozen out in the courtyard, which is really helping a lot. So thank you for those that have gone through the process. We're simplifying that too. You know, some of you said, there's too much information needed. And so we understand that. But let me say this, the reason we've asked for that information, it doesn't get reported or passed on to anyone else, any agency, government officials or what have you. It's just for us to have more information to turn around and bless you, right? And inform you. So that's why we're doing that. But we're simplifying it, so making it more simple for you. So today, quick unplanned chat, had a little last-second change in scheduling, but some ideas that have been just in my head since Sunday morning here at service. Was back in the sound booth and touching base with the team there, Josh and the team. I was talking to Joel. Joel sometimes plays bass for us in the band and helps in the sound booth. I don't even know how we got started on what we were talking about, chatting about. But anyway, one thing led to another, and we talked about how in our lives, inconsistency makes our testimony suspect, right? Inconsistency in our lives. But I don't think we looked at it. At first, we weren't talking about our lives. We were talking, as we often do as humans, even God's people, pointing the finger. Oh, people's inconsistencies make suspect, make questionable their testimony, even the veracity, the truth of what they're saying. And I think what probably got us talking about it is we were talking about the change in the mask policy. So, you know, we got one memo from the county a few weeks ago, and then the state, and back and forth, and yes and no, and always and maybe, and recommended and regulated. And I'm not questioning the motive, because I don't know the motives behind that. We can theorize, but I just don't know. But the point is when there's inconsistency, when there's even contradictions, we question the veracity, we question the truthfulness of the person or the entity that's sharing it. And that's a good thing that we question that, right? Because we want to discern. We use these cranial cavities that God gives us, and we try to be the best stewards we can of that gift. And so we process, we discern, we think over such things. And something that is common to us all is that questioning when there is contradiction, questioning when there's inconsistency. And so, you know, we obviously were able to talk about that as we looked at, you know, everyone with masks coming in into the sanctuary. But then I think by way of the Holy Spirit, I took it to the next level and pointed the finger at myself, looked at the reality of that truth, and then pointed it to myself and began to think about how Jesus spoke of, and harshly, probably the only people he really spoke harshly of, religious professionals, right? The Pharisees and the Sadducees being the primary ones, and politically very different, ideologues both, but different sides of the aisle, if you will, theologically. But pointed out often the hypocrisy and the contradictions. He would point out the contradictions in the thinking of the Sadducees. He would point out the hypocrisy in the Pharisees. And that's still a valid point and not to be dismissed, because that really bothers the Lord, inconsistency and hypocrisy. But he really came down hard because these were people that are supposed to represent him and his Father. And so we look at that and we learn from that and say, yeah, Jesus said it. That's right. I see it. I read it. I'm reading it in the Gospels, and it totally makes sense. And that's part of what we're supposed to get from that. But the other part of that is to say to ourselves, am I doing that? Am I being hypocritical? Am I being contradictory, right? So very easy to point at the Pharisees. Boom, Jesus nailed it. I see it. Yeah, it's written in Scripture in perpetuity. It's always there. It's written, you poor guys. Sadducees, you know, same thing. And yet, what about me? Back to the contemporary side, very easy to say, well, you know, there's inconsistency. You know, this versus that, and need to have the mask, don't need to have the mask. It's okay to do this now, it's not okay. And those kind of contradictions, not good. We need to get the facts straight, and I get that. But again, very simple to do this, to point the finger. And the Holy Spirit would have me, would have you, say, well, what about me? That's a separate issue. Yeah, the contradictions are there. Hypocrisy is there. But what about me? What about me? Am I as animated about my own contradictions? And by that, I mean things that I do or say that would contradict the testimony that I want to convey, the truth of the gospel that I live for. Are there things in my life that contradict that? And so am I as animated about my own contradictions? Hypocrisy. What about hypocrisy? Again, very easy to point the finger at, but what about in my life? What about me? Am I as animated, as energetic about pointing out my own hypocrisy as I am others, government officials or otherwise? And for me, the answer is no. I don't find myself quite as animated when it comes to me. But that's not right. If anything, I should be more animated, not less energetic, not less emphatic about myself. I should be more. So this to me is one of the latest takeaways from our current crisis. And I think that would be applicable, because it's a constant truth, but certainly would be applicable not just to the COVID-19 crisis, but the social upheaval currently in our country and globally. But we live here, so in our country, we see more of this as it relates to racism. So the takeaways, because truth is timeless, it's always applicable. It doesn't really matter what the crisis, the circumstance is. Not that those things don't matter. Of course they matter. But the application transcends that, right? It goes beyond that. It was a truth when Jesus spoke it. It's a truth as we read it today, 2,000 years later. So the encouragement for me, because when the Holy Spirit does that, there should be encouragement. There should be an infusion of courage to move forward, to press on. This shouldn't be something that deflates me, that depresses me, that discourages me. When it's the Holy Spirit, we know it's the Holy Spirit because there's no condemnation involved, right? When it's the enemy, there's condemnation. You're a loser. Man, you're just as bad as them. That's not the Lord. But the Lord, by way of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside, arm around you, not finger pointing in your chest, but arm around you and say, let's deal with this. Let's tackle this. Let's address this. Let's grow through this. Let's move forward in this. That's the Holy Spirit. And so the takeaway, again, is not to ignore things that need to be addressed. We need to address those things. If something's not right, let's address it. Now, let's use the proper means and the due process to do it, but let's address it. So whether it relates to the social climate and with racism or COVID-19, let's go through the process. And we can do that. But that's a separate issue from what's in my heart. And the Lord's so good, right? Isn't he so efficient? Can use about anything just to point out things in our heart that he wants to change, because he loves us. He loves us. And so for me, just looking forward to growing in that area. I want to be more animated, not less animated. I want to be more emphatic, not less emphatic, more energized, not less, about the things in my heart that the Holy Spirit wants to change and is willing to work in me and through me and through us to change those things, so that our testimony isn't suspect, so that our witness isn't questioned. Because so many, when you've talked to people, and I know you do, family members, as people that you meet in social gatherings, and they may bring up something about, well, you know, this preacher or that church or this, and it's easy to get real defensive, but then you stop and think, well, what caused that? And this doesn't excuse what they're saying or even how they're saying it, but what prompted that? And many times it's stuff that we've brought upon ourselves, because we, as somebody that names the name of Jesus, I'm a follower of Jesus, or part of a gathering or group of people, the church that follows Jesus, we've done things that are contradictory, and it makes suspect our testimony and our witness. And the veracity of what we say. It doesn't change the fact that it is true, but it makes it easy for people to question it. So we want to address that, not just for our sake in our own hearts, but for those that we desire to impact. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you because you are gracious and you are faithful, Lord, and you are able. You're able to change our hearts, Lord, as you reveal areas of need in our lives, in our hearts, and then we change our minds about them. We repent of those things. And Lord, you're able to reveal that, and you're able to work in us, Lord, to will and do the things that please you. You're able to change our hearts. Lord, that's amazing. Thank you. Not only that you can do that, but you want to do that. Because, Lord, we want our testimony to be strong for you. We want to shine for you, Lord. We don't want to contradict the truth of the gospel, this good news about how you want to have a relationship with everyone and how you make a way possible for that to happen. Lord, we don't want to taint that or weaken that. And with your help, Lord, we can do that. So thank you for that. And Lord, thank you too that we are blessed to live in a country where there's a due process and there's ways to bring about change. Lord, we know lots of our brothers and sisters around the globe that they just don't have that. And yet they can still shine for you. And so all the more should we be able to shine for you in these times. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.